Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. This that shit I'm talking about. I don't know what it was, man. I never should have laid my behind down, and I did anyway. And now I'm up, and now I'm late. So thanks, everybody, for holding on and being patient and waiting on us, because I'm telling you, boy, it's just one of them days. I'm going to open up my mic for my co-host, 678. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God. Is that boy. I guess I should have just went on and took care of that meeting about them securities. Then I would have still been up. Had I went and took care of that, I wouldn't have went my behind to sleep and overslept.
Wow. Okay,
mm-mm-mm.
So.
What? I got one of my children making me coffee, man. This ain't crazy. So yeah, I got one cigarette. We finna see what the hell finna happen on this show. I had titled it though, that times are changing, and what are you gonna do? You know, because a lot of people are dealing with situations that we're finding out a lot of things. A lot of the youth are waking up. You know, they're seeing a lot of stuff. And, you know, I don't know, I couldn't think of nothing else that would have kind of sufficed for a topic that could encompass us discussing everything. So that's why I chose that topic. Not that I really have anything to talk about, because I don't forget everything, because I'm just waking up. Oh, my God. Like, for real, it's a good thing you can't see me, boy. I look like one of them Jamaican Indians. Jamindian. I am so trying. Like how Spike Lee was at the end of the movie.
Yes.
Wake up. I'm trying.
Wow, that's crazy.
I was speaking with one of the youth today, and he's 20. Oh, excuse me. And even he understands that things are, like, out of line, even though they, you know, his family is Christian. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they're real big in their walk, and I told him, yeah, that's how it is. My family is the same way. But he knows mm-hmm. that something is going on, knows that something just ain't quite right, but just don't know how to say it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I was talking to him, and I said, he was like, I don't think you should have to pay for anything. He said, it just don't seem right. It just seemed like we should be able to go and get whatever it is that we want, you know. And I said, that's interesting that y'all come here already encoded with the way that things are supposed to be. I said, but the sad part is because we have all been tricked into this way of life that is, you know what I'm saying, a commercial way of life. So therefore, mm-hmm. we don't know. I said, had we all been standing in our proper persona, standing in our proper person, you mm-hmm. would be able to live just like it's already encoded in your DNA. I said, but you don't know that, and your family don't know that, and most people don't know that because we're born into this system and we think that it's the right way. I said, the difference between you being able to move like that and you thinking that you need money and having to give money for everything, oh, excuse me, is the fact that, you know what I'm saying, when you were born, you received the birth certificate. I said, and being that that is how that operated for the majority of us in here, the majority of us are in this system as corporate slaves, and we don't even know it. You know, I said, mm-hmm. but for those whose family stayed in alignment and they did not receive the birth certificate, they do not use these documents for the same reasons that everybody else is, they can move how you see that is supposed to be done. I said, but you got to be standing in your proper person to be able to get it like that. I said, but what's interesting is, though, that we were already told they would come here, that the youth would already be encoded in this young brother. It's like, it just doesn't make sense. In which, in fact, it is true. And I said to him, you are living proof that the ancestors have already tumbled down and that they're steadily coming back wanting things to be the way that it used to be, and it's not that way. So it's hard mm-hmm. for us to adjust to this system, because this system isn't for us. It's not a natural form of our way of mm-hmm. life as Moors.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's kind of what sparked it. You know what I'm saying? But after that, my son came in, and he has what is called the Pharaoh clan. And he was explaining mm-hmm. how things were happening with them in school, and, you know, how he was talking on Instagram and how everybody seems to be getting this jolt of whatever reality mm-hmm. is and whatever form is coming. Mm-hmm. Everybody is getting it. They were getting it, and they were on there, you know, talking about Christianity and all of that stuff. I said, wow, it's just as if it's just that time. You know, it's mm-hmm. just that time for everybody to wake up. Thank God for coffee, y'all. The coffee is here.
Save yourself.
Yes, cause I'm don't start. I ain't gonna see. Hey, watch out. I'm trying. You know you're my mind graphic, girl. I see me running through the cold. I see that man looking at me like I'm crazy. Because he was stuck in the cold. He couldn't get out of it. I know he wanted to say something to me.
Oh my God.
See, that's why you can't do that. You can't do that. I'm just waking up. Give me a minute. Hold on. Let me take this off. Need more sugar? Yeah, my son ain't playing. He want me woke all week. He is not playing. Come on, that nitrous octane. Golly. I'm going to have to drink this very slowly. He ain't playing. Now, you had me for coffee. Here go your coffee.
Okay, for real. You
ain't
even add nothing to it. You said coffee.
Girl, I need to add water to this shit. This mug got me out. We going to be on this mug doing a rap show in a minute. Boy.
Better.
But yeah.
Better.
He did it. I was going to say that's what made me decide to choose that topic, because it's just a lot going on, and that'll kind of encompass, you know what I'm saying, a broad range. for people to be able to at least share what's going on with them. Were you able to meet or talk with the sister today?
No, because I didn't. I sent her a text. I was downstairs cooking, and it was getting later and later. And she said she was probably going to be leaving about 8. So I didn't really finish until about 7:13. And me trying to get in my car and get down there, it wasn't going to work at all. So, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it just seemed that way, even with the first timing. You know what I mean? It just wasn't quite enough time. Then the second timing, just quite enough, well, not enough timing. For whatever reason, it keeps sprinkling this pixie dust at my house and shit. I'm good without sleeping. I don't need no sleep. Fuck that. No, I don't need to lay down at all. Time goes off. Everything go off. And I heard my son say, Umi, you going to do the radio show? I looked at him and closed my eyes. Like, that's, I remember that. I do remember that. But I couldn't make my body get up. That why I don't sleep, man. That shit is for the, boy, for the dead. I can't peel up off. I can't. Golly. Like, wake up. Maybe I need to crank another song or we ain't got a nay-nay or nothing because this is crazy. But yeah, I was just searching through my page and seeing a lot of people are posting things about, you know, love and what love is and what love isn't. And I said, damn, maybe I should have just did a show about love. But you know what I mean? A lot of people are hurting. And it dawned on me once I just really scanned through, like, my friend's page. Like, I normally look through my news feed. And my I found my news feed doesn't show me everything, y'all. Because you know how Facebook do me. But I have to go to my friend's pages to see stuff. Because I'm, like, seeing the same garbage in my... I ain't calling y'all stuff garbage. But some of this shit garbage. In my news feed, and, you know, I don't have to see the same thing over and over again, like everybody posting the same stuff. But when I went to the pages, I was like, why am I not seeing this stuff? You know, why they it's like they're purposely not allowing me to see what my friends are posting. Even as I'm following them, I only see one or two things, and it might be what you cooked on Sunday, and then I'd be mad at you for showing that shit, but that ain't all you shared. That's just all they showing me. You know, so as I went through scrolling, I was like, wow, people are really hurting. And, you know, I guess I kind of took that for granted because of the way I live. But just assuming that everybody is okay and they're not. A lot of people seem to be just a little bit confused about what's going on. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people just, they don't know what to do in regards to love. I've seen a couple posts about, you know, lust versus love. And I'm like, yo, this is really interesting. You can tell that people are experiencing something and they don't quite know what it is that they're experiencing. You know, and talking to the youth, I was speaking with a young brother, and he did say to me, we were talking about relationships, because, you know, I want to hear what the young people are thinking. And he was talking about how, you know, I said in our home, it's the matriarch. You know what I'm saying? We're not living according to a patriarchal system. We're the matriarch, where the women are the tribal leaders, because we got to right the wrong and put things in balance. And then I said to him, why do you think it is that, you know, y'all are all over the place? And, you know, as far as relationships, you know, youth, they're concerned about love and their heart and stuff like that. And his response was, I don't think a lot of us have been taught. He said, we haven't been taught how to do it. And I said, you know what? That's interesting. And that is right. And the thing is that they are aware that they haven't been taught. You see what I'm saying? They're not out here just doing stuff thinking that they got it lit. They doing stuff knowing that they don't know what they're doing. And that opened the doorway for us to talk about where the adults dropped the ball. How, like, some adults will judge. And I told the little dude, I said, I judge too. I said, but what I judge is your energy. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what I'm thinking in my mind. If your energy makes me feel a certain way, I can't be around you. You know what I mean? And that's what I look for. I said, but a lot of the adults don't even, they're not interested in where y'all are going. I said, these adults who are my age are supposed to be grooming y'all and getting you prepared for jobs and positions that are conducive to the time that we're in. I said, but nobody's passing the baton to y'all. They mad at y'all because your pants hanging down. You know what I'm saying? And they won't pass the baton. I said, so here it is. Y'all are already encoded knowing that you're supposed to be doing something more than you're doing, and nobody is filling that gap for you. I said, that I don't think is fair. Because all we're doing is allowing a situation of slavery to continue if we don't tell the children what's going on. This young brother had no knowledge of the stuff that we were talking about in this house. No knowledge of it. And when my son hit the door, it just was a double dose of what we were talking about. And he was like, yo, you know, and I said, these things that you are hearing, you have to have at least had exposure to it already, or else you wouldn't even be here. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't be in my presence not being able to know. But it was like the question that came is like, what are we supposed to be doing then? And my response to him was, times are changing. Things are changing. You know what I'm saying? So without people that are already in position, it's kind of hard to get y'all on track with what y'all are supposed to be doing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking a lot of what you're saying is, with the youth now, they have this energy that they're encoded with something different, but they're also angry because they cannot express this. They can't get to the next level. Like you said, nobody's really helping them to get to the next level. They're mad about the pants hanging down and this, that, and the third. But I don't know, like you said, we dropped the ball. But how do we pick that ball back up and help them? It can't just be just us. It's got to be everybody. We got to do this as a community. And I'm not understanding why we grew up in a community base, you know, with your your grandma and your neighbor next door. Because I had a neighbor. I was racing a car with my high school sweetheart at the time. My dad had got me a Nova. And we racing down the street now. My neighbor calls my dad, or pages my dad, and says, you know, Devin was racing the car. He came home, had that stuff told. He said, I'm going to show you. I'm like, I didn't even know the neighbor. We don't have that anymore. You know what I mean? So I'm just wondering where we're here now in the position where our parents were. When are we going to do something? We've got to do, and not just do anything, but we've got to get the ball moving to help them step up to the next level. Let's catapult them up. And I don't understand. Why is it that you only have two or three? Where's the rest of everybody else? I don't understand that. That's the part.
Right. And then in the issue, like what this brother was talking about, and I said it's already encoded in your DNA, just listening to the way that you expect things to be running, you know, it shows that we haven't prepared for this day and time that we're living in. Everybody know we're in a time where it's changing. Everybody know that this shit just don't seem right. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of that's going on that don't seem right stuff. But what we haven't done was freed our children from this system of bondage. So it's almost impossible to pass a buck or pass the baton to our youth of a system that's going down. You see what I'm saying? This whole system is flipping. They're telling you about the dollar, about the crash. They're telling you that your whole society, your whole way of life, as you're accustomed to it, is going to change. So we have nothing in place other than, you know what I'm saying, telling our children they're supposed to go to school, go to college, and get the best job. That's corporate slavery. Mm-hmm. Nobody in the generations beforehand went through with pulling the family out of slavery. And that's what the issue is. So I think at this late hour, the what can be done is just to let everybody know and see how they are enslaved. And maybe they can, you know what I'm saying, get up out of it. But if you don't make a move up out of it soon, they're going to make it be that you can't get out of it anyway. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole difference. I had to explain to this brother, you do not come from slaves. Don't let them tell you that. You know what I'm saying? We came from everything great. We are greatness. He was like, but we were brought over here. I said, we weren't brought over here. I said, it's not true. You were already here. I said, some people did come here, but they weren't brought over here in no slave society. Like, they lie to you and tell you, we were prisoners of war and we're still prisoners of war. I said, that's why we're getting the short end of the stick, because we don't understand that. If we understood that our own government is treating us like prisoners of war, we'd know what to do. We're in a system inside of a cup, knowing we need to get the hell out, and we don't know how to get out. We don't even know what out is. And then I was talking to him, and it was just the look on his face explained, you know, like, wow. I knew it had to be something, and nobody had explained it to me. He said, but if I was to take this to my grandmama about Jesus, she'll bust me upside my head. I said, right, with the Bible. So you don't do that. You don't go to your elders and say, you know what I'm saying, grandma, don't do that. I said, you just make sure you're the one that can right the wrong for your DNA. Leave the elders alone. I said, and because they'll fight you for that shit. Even the ones, the Christians who are younger, they will fight you because they swear that is the truth. They think that is real. And before you can even get the information to them that is not real, you'll be in an all-out brawl. I said, so no, just leave them. You just go on and find out what you need to find out. Mm. And it's interesting. It's just real interesting. Like, the times are really changing. And when I ask people, what are you going to do? They don't know. If the ground starts cracking underneath your feet right now, what are you going to do? Because we're not living in a day and time where everything is calm. You know, we're living in a day and time where I pulled up Earthquake 3D and showed the people that were around me, and they had no knowledge of the fact that this earth is shaking like it is. They had no knowledge that the U.S. is getting bumped like it is with these earthquakes, and we're not being told. But it definitely explains why everybody is feeling these rumblings and these vibrations. But your news ain't telling you that the U.S. has been having, you know what I'm saying, large earthquakes. So that's the thing about it. It's like, yo, everything is changing, and we're supposed to be able to change with the times. But what do we do when you notice that no one has changed? Or no one has added to make it easier for this part of the walk. What happens then? Like, what would they do? You know what I'm saying? Seriously speaking, because people don't know. They don't know about what's going on around them. They're just used to being put in a box. So people don't understand, you know what I'm saying, that there's just a lot more that we have to deal with now than 20 years ago. You know, you got to worry about the food. We hit all of that. We hit the food industries. And I explained to the people how y'all need to look at what they're doing to these cows. You know what I'm saying? While y'all getting their milk and stuff, y'all really need to see what it is that they're doing.
Have you seen the video with the, where they sneak in the video camera or whatever, where the cows have like open gates and stores where they put in some type of device? It's almost like a bucket inside the cow's back.
So it's nice, so they can stick their hand in it.
They're placing stuff down into the cow. Well, it's an open store, basically. And it, I'm looking at it, I said, how did they do that? And they're sticking stuff in there, and the sucker is smoking. And I'm like, what is going on? And see, the whole thing with the milk and cheese, all that. And I know that there are a lot of things that we need, we can change, a lot of simple stuff. But a lot of people like sleep. They do. They don't want to wake up, because sleep is, they know about sleep. See, they don't know about being awake. Because I wake up, then what? Oh, shit, I'm scared. I don't know what to do. You know, and people need to be in place to help them to get, you know, to go through this process, because, I mean, being fully awake, that shit's scary as hell. Like, my whole, what I knew has been snatched from me. The whole shit is a damn lie. Now what the fuck am I supposed to do?
And that's exactly where he was.
Right, a lot of children, a lot of young people, they're coming here awake. They're already awake, but their parents are still sleeping. It's like, wait a minute, y'all still sleep? No, see, so this right here, this ain't right. Something about this, I can't put my finger on it because I can't quite express it, but something about this ain't right. And no, I don't want to go with this system, and I'm angry now. because I can't get the help I need to get to the next level. So it's, man, but back to the cow thing, I saw that. I'd already stopped my children from drinking milk. And for those of y'all that are listening, you can, if your children are in the school system, you can send a note and say that your children are allergic to milk and they have to provide another type of juice or something for your child. You can write
right.
that.
Absolutely.
That is not just the simple, my daughter is allergic to cow milk. And therefore,
right.
they have to put something else for your child to drink, either a bottle
right.
of water or juice. Something they have to, and not no chocolate milk either.
Right.
No. So yeah.
It's interesting though, because I even in the schools it was said about what was it, the moo cow milk? They were putting
oh, yeah.
stuff
mm-hmm.
in the milk in the children's schools.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta understand that when this shit go down, they gonna start right in the schools.
Mhm.
Right
in the
schools.
With the moo cow milk is actually two separate milks, where one goes to the better neighborhoods, and the other one that has a lot more of the deficiency stuff goes
mm-hmm.
to the either rural areas or the areas that are not that great. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing with, like, wow, see what they're doing? This is crazy.
My daughter just told me, she said it's called True Move, and she said it's disgusting. It is disgusting. So you mean
True.
To tell me y'all are sending this to the children, you're already sending it with crap in it, and they're drinking
yep.
it, and
mm-hmm.
you're keeping them, it's like you're keeping them dumbed down, and it's nothing but the pipeline to prison. That's all
mm-hmm.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not even trying, you are, because you've been successful at it. They have the I forgot what study it was, grade testing for minority boys. Third grade testing tells you when you can build your jail.
That's right. You're right about that. And then the thing about it is, I read too, Jasmine, that they have it where they're saying at birth here in the U.S., the boys
mm-hmm.
are like 7 to 1 or something like that. There's a
mm-hmm.
whole lot more boys being born, but by the time those the boys and girls get 18, the girls outnumber
mm-hmm.
the boys 7 to 1. That's what it is. That meaning
wow.
that they have gotten rid of them through prison. They have killed them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Something has happened by the time they get 18, and it's massive, and it's been going on like that. So they're not gonna tell
mm-hmm.
us. You know what I'm saying? That we're having an influx of baby boys coming through here. I didn't know that, but I did know that in order for
mm-hmm.
them to be ordering our children killed, they're looking for something. They're looking for the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're
mm.
doing it. You know what I'm saying? But this, just to see the numbers is like, yo, I'm talking about like something like 14 to 1 in the beginning.
Mm.
But by the time it's over with, the girls outnumber 7 to 1. That's crazy. That lets
yeah.
you know that it's been a plan orchestrated. But it's
mm-hmm.
like, what do you do? Because these children now that are teenagers and young adults now, they don't want to do the same system. They don't want to
mm-hmm.
go and work for somebody. They don't even have it in them to be talked to like trash. Whereas,
right.
you know, some of us would humble out. Like, I know I've done it. You know what I'm saying? To have a job, I've humbled out. Whereas I could take my swords in my mouth and cut somebody's throat, but I wouldn't do it because I had a job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm,
these youth
mm-hmm.
that are here now don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that shit. They know
yep.
y'all don't like them. They know
mm-hmm.
it. They can feel these babies, these youth, these young people are more in tune than we are, because we don't want to sleep being here, being slapped upside the head with this spells
right.
after spells in this place. But these
mm-hmm.
young people know it. They can see it. They know you don't like them, and they don't want nothing to do with you. And, yeah, they may not be grammatically correct, because
right.
that was also a system that was forced on them. You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Especially the young males. They're the ones that catch it in school. And I had boys in school, and I've had
right.
this discussion with the principals, like, why
mm-hmm.
are y'all attacking the boys? Why? And it was even like that in school with us. A lot of the boys were the ones who didn't
mm-hmm.
make it through. But a lot of these boys
mm-hmm.
were being attacked. It's like, why y'all doing that? Y'all putting them in worse situations than the girls, and then you pitting them against the girls, and that's crazy. Mm-hmm. So I had to pull mine out. I have two that are not systematic at all. It's not even in their DNA. I don't even think you could even explain to them what systematic is, because they're not going to get it. They're not going to get that one of their brothers can get jumped in the hallway and the teachers say don't do anything about it and they just going to sit there. That's not my boys. You know what I'm saying? Right. My boys are not going to just be talked to and grabbed by the hair by their teachers or none of that stuff, and it's going to be cool. Because these children are not here to partake in this slave mentality. The reason they keep putting these robots in the schools and everywhere you go, you got robotics now, is so that they can enforce this shit on our children. But they're not going to be able to do it successfully. These babies are bucking. And they're bucking for a new system that we as adults have dropped the ball on. We didn't get it in order for them. So now what do? We keep on raising them to be slaves of the new world order? That's what we're doing. We're telling them, you know, go to school and get a job. Go to school and get a job, because that's the conditioning that we were given. We don't realize that's a spell, too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because if you think that you need money to make this shit move, you real behind. You know what I'm saying? And then that's the sad part, because it's like, yo, everything is happening so fast, though. So fast. So this young man has two jobs. And I'm like, golly. But he works so much, he's tired, he's sleepy, and he can't do anything else. 347-850-1049. Y'all got about a minute to call in, minute 30 seconds, so that you can hear the remainder of the show. I apologize for being 30 minutes late in this mug. I just know not to do it no more. I thought I was going to only take a nap, but my body was like, nope, don't get up, nope, don't get up. Phones ringing everywhere. I was like, nope, don't get up. But, you know,
that was
I know that
funny.
You need it. My bad. I'm telling you, you caught me too. I was like, I'm going to be up. I'm only going to sleep about an hour. Shit.
Oh, wow. And I said 30 minutes.
Yes, you did. And you still got up before me. I should have said 15 minutes. Then I would have been on time. Golly. I know what not to do. But now I'm going to be up all night, especially with this espresso my son just made me. I'm finna be going to be in the club in a minute. Thursday night at the ballroom. Wait, it is Thursday.
Oh, wow, yes, it is. Yeah. He's got something that will rival Starbucks.
Okay, yes, he does. Mm-hmm. He got that crunk juice in the cup.
You might need to sell that right there, crunk juice in the cup, coffee.
Okay, coffee crunk. Crunk coffee.
Okay. What? Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what do we do as a nation of the mothers now? I like to speak to my mothers, because we're the ones that ultimately have the upper hand when it comes to the families and the children. What do? You know what I mean? We talked about how they're instituting now this new law. I don't know if anybody dealt with it just this school year, 2015-16. But there's a new law now that says that if your child hasn't had this immunization, some type of new immunization shot by fifth or sixth grade, they're pulling them. They're pulling them, and they're telling y'all that y'all need this new shot now, or that the child ain't had this shot. But you think your children are up to date on their shots, but they come with this one other shot that they're giving to all the middle schoolers now. And by then I had pulled my son out. So when this chick is at my door, you know what I'm saying, I'm telling her, it doesn't matter what you saying you need. We don't immunize. We don't immunize, period. And she was like, well, this is a new law that has been passed. I said, I don't care anything about your new law. You know what I'm saying? Because my law is we don't immunize. And I'm like, I'm telling her, we're not about to have this all-out brawl discussion, because it's not going to change it. Guess what? They still are not going to be immunized. So you can take that little document back to whoever the hell sent you over here to the Lion's Den like this and let them know that I said it. I'm not, you know, I'm not even in your jurisdiction. Like, for real, you can get out my yard. You know what I'm saying? And that was just the bottom line, because you're not going to force it on me. And I'm not even in your system. And you still trying to run your mouth? You need to get right on in your car, boo, because I don't operate like that. She was like,
right.
I want to come inside and talk to you. We have nothing to talk about mm-hmm. inside of nowhere. You got me mixed up with everybody else. They didn't
come
even
inside.
Equip you. Yeah, a social worker right after that chick jumped on my son in school, mm-hmm. the one we went to school with, Renetta Grace. Here I go, saying it again. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the phone while this broad is tormenting him in the background. So you didn't even get the whole full story about that. They had you ill-equipped coming to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They just had you thinking that my sons weren't in school. What about the fact that they had been withdrawn a month before you showed up? So you really are, you know what I'm saying, aggravating my space right now by not having mm-hmm. your ducks in a row before you came here. I had that lady wrapped up so much, I got her phone number, and now she on my team to let me know what's going wrong in the system. You know what I mean? Because we're not all the same, and she pulled into something that she's not even aware of, even though she sees things are not right. I told her, just watch yourself. Don't trust those teachers until you find out who's moving which way, because there's some dirty stuff going on. And she even knows it, that it's mm-hmm. some dirty stuff going on in the schools. Like, even with the high schools, there's a Carver cluster with four schools in it. They took and closed down all these community neighborhood schools, combined rival schools, neighborhoods, into one big-ass fucking campus. And now they're saying, oh, this doesn't work, so now we're going to reinstitute this whole shit. We're going to come up with another district, put it in the basement of one of them schools, and they're not going to even be a part of APS. They're going to be their own mm-hmm. district. Teachers can't come from upstairs down there, and teachers can't come from down there up there. And the police have mm-hmm. no jurisdiction over this new district that's being put on the same campus with the others. But this is what they're going to do for y'all children who are getting into these fights and shit. And I'm not blaming anybody. I blame the setup for the children's fight. Because mm-hmm. these people knew ahead of time that you can't combine all these different areas and put them in one school and think that it's going to be cool. But they make it seem like it's an experiment. But they knew what it was going to be. So after a certain amount of fights, you get to exercise this rule. After a certain amount of guns, you get to exercise this rule. After a certain amount of skips, you get to exercise this rule. After a certain amount of melees with gangs and shit, you get to exercise this rule. They know what they're doing. They set the whole situation up just so they can exercise this whole plan to have. This is New World Order right here, and we looking at it. And you can't tell me that an APS school building is going to house a district that doesn't belong to APS and it's outside of the police jurisdiction. What does that say to y'all? But they're using it like, you know what I mean, the bad children is what they call them. You know, the children who we had problems with. Never mind why you had problems with those children. Never mind why those children had to fight. Just the fact that they did fight, y'all going to put them in a basement of a building and have them outside of the jurisdiction of APS. They're not going to be protected. And y'all going to send y'all babies to this fucking school. And at that time, that's when they can force vaccinate them. That's when they can do whatever they want. They can chip them. They can do whatever. They can poison them. They can do whatever they want, because it's already been determined as of last year, according to the investigator that I spoke to, that when you send your children to school, they're no longer in your care. You are not responsible for them. That school is. You have no. That's why you got to go into the office first and ask to go see your child. You can't just walk to the back where your child is. They'll tell you it's for the safety. That's a lie. It's not for the safety of anybody. The thing is, you don't have ownership of your children. Say so until them babies get off that bus and make it home. The whole while they on that bus, on the ride home and all that stuff, they belong to they're in the fucking school's custody. This is what the man said, that we don't know as parents that we're giving custody to the schools of our children the whole while that they're there during school hours. So you wonder why you're being treated wrong when you come to the school and they talking to you like shit, because they're saying, this ain't your time. At this time, we got custody of them, and we can do whatever we want. But we didn't know that. We didn't know that we were giving custody of our children to these people. We just think that, you know, during this time, you're responsible for them. But what do you mean the custody? It's legal now. So if in fact, they decide to ring a bell at 12 o'clock noon and lock the schools down in this bitch, and all the parents think they finna go up to the school and get these children, you'll find out you'll find out that you can't get shit. You'll find out, like how a man did it. It was a bid where this white guy was trying to go in and get his babies, and it was fucking stupid the way they was doing him. He was inside. He was just wanting to pick his children up. Wound up having an all-out brawl with these people about getting his babies. Well, the police was called. They arrested this man just for picking his children up. Crazy. He didn't do anything wrong, except it was a long line outside. He came inside to pick his child up. That man wound up going to jail over something that he do every day, which is pick his children up. You see what I'm saying? So they're already showing you that they do have the parameters to exercise those rights that they have over our children. They're just choosing not to. Some of us are seeing it in other ways, though. That school to pipeline, that school to prison pipeline shit is active in a lot of the rural communities. So you'll see that the principals and the assistant principals, they're not working with you to make your child better. They only there to round up as many people as they can to get a paper trail started on these children. Paper trail, paper trail, paper trail. It don't matter if your child getting jumped on every day by gang members. If that child fights, you know what I'm saying, paper trail. It doesn't matter that it's three, four people trying to fight your baby, whether it's a girl or a boy. If they even try to defend themselves, that's a paper trail. And that's what it is, and even these adults are playing in on it, because you have adults, and I've been in these schools where I look like one of the children because I'm short and shit. So the adults don't know that it's me. And I'm watching them, and it's a fight going on, and the adults are sitting up there pitting on who going to fucking win until I explode in the hallway. Like, this is what y'all do? Yeah, my children have no need to be here, period. Y'all sitting up here, instead of breaking the fight up, y'all talking about which child is going to win. This is mayhem, and you're helping to enforce it. Way of life that's going to let these babies wind up in jail. Over some stupid shit. That's what they do. And they're there for that reason. And I think Principal Portee is one, because he's an ex-felon. How the hell does a felon get to be a principal? You know what I'm saying? The assistant principal bitch, too. Right. How do you get to be a principal? And your ass don't have no issues with gang members. I heard you pushing flags your damn self. You and that robotic bitch I went to school with. You know what I'm saying? What the hell, Renetta Grace? I was on the phone. Ain't shit you can ever say to me. I was on the phone while you tormenting my son, while he trying to call me to come and get him because you just drug him down the hallway by his locks. I can hear everything this lady was saying in the background, and they find out she was an assistant principal. I was shook. But for her and that man to put their hands on my son while I was on the phone, made me mad as hell. And I went up there to, you know, online on the damn radio show. And this bitch wouldn't front me. I didn't find out till later that I went to school with this broad. So because of her, y'all, my fucking Facebook original page, Divine Mothers, got shut down. Her and her fat ass husband. You know what I'm saying? They had their family members calling and coming into my inbox and coming on my page, talking about what they were going to do to me. And me being the one I am, I was going to do a radio show. And I was going to read my whole goddamn inbox on what they were saying. But they shut my fucking page down, not because I did anything, but because her brother, old faggot ass, want to come on my page and say shit, and we joned the shit out of him. You know what I mean? Don't play with me when it comes to my children, because I was there, boo. You won't be able to lie ever. And I still mean what I say. It's on sight when I see you. I just haven't willed you into my existence yet. But I'm going to will her right into my existence, and I'm going to walk straight up to her. Because you can't explain to me why you put your hands on my child while he in the corner crying. Why the fuck was you slamming him and grabbing him by his hair and doing all that shit me and his daddy heard? It ain't over with. I haven't forgotten about you. So you thought you were down with your little goddamn gallstone. What, you had kidney stones and shit, bitch? You going to be down for a real in a minute, because I haven't forgotten any of y'all. I don't want to put that on record, because that's the reason why I hadn't been broadcasting since August. Because they shut my shit down, blocked the radio station. Nobody could call into my radio show anywhere. But everybody else's radio show was up. But you couldn't even call into mine. So who the fuck are you, bro, that you can shut down my Facebook page and you shut down my radio show? That's all I want to know. This is what I'm talking about. We don't know who people are. We don't know where they done plugged in at. We don't know what side of the fence they on until they show up in your life. Because you got to be somebody who stopped all my shit. And my computer crashed, by the way, y'all, right after that. Right after that shit. Right after I tried to come on the radio show and tried to log back in to Facebook, found out they blocked me out. My fucking computer said, pew. So I know, because I know the history that I have. I know that if somebody can do that shit and fuck your computer up, boo, they way up there. They up there. They up there in the way, and they hiding. They kicking it like they regular folks. But you ain't regular because you have the ability to make certain things move. Wasn't nothing wrong with my computer. There was no reason for it to crash. You know what I'm saying? But that's just, I've lost a couple computers fucking around in places that I'm not supposed to be, they say. So when they pop that window up and say you got 30 seconds to get out of here, they mean about 15 seconds. So if you ever in a place and that shit pop up, get the fuck out then. They mean that. They not gonna give you that time, though. So that I understand. You know, but these people are planning shit, and the schools is going to be the biggest place. They're going to lock the school down first, and you won't be able to get your children in the event that they declare martial law. So everybody need to be paying attention to what is moving in their city, what is moving in your state, what is moving in the U.S., so you can see how crazy it's getting. So that if you have that feeling that day, I don't think my children need to go to school, don't send them babies. Fuck that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Don't send them. If you feel like that, don't do it. Right.
I've done it a couple of times. Like, no, it's okay. Y'all at the house.
Right.
Go ahead.
And I found out that on some of those days where even my children won't feel like going, because we got this thing in my family, you know, where I cast spells, right? So I cast spells that if in the event that they're going to do something crazy in the schools, because I have children spread out everywhere, I need all my children on that same day to miss the bus. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it will happen like that, where all of them are just miss the bus, and I don't even fuss about it. I don't say shit. I just look at it. Damn, all y'all miss the bus? That's what's up. Who's doing breakfast? You know what I'm saying? And then afterwards, we'll find out that some crazy shit went down at the school. School on lockdown. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some type of bomb threat was up here at the elementary school that my children go to. How come the parents weren't notified? We didn't get a phone call.
I've been seeing a lot of that lately. And they're saying stuff after the fact.
Right.
What
security doing at your school, though? What Homeland Security doing at the elementary school? They liars. You think Homeland Security is there to detonate or deactivate a bomb type shit? Homeland Security, y'all, deals with immigration. That's what they deal with. If we ever look into what they do, they deal with immigration. So why are the immigration people at your fucking school talking about a bomb threat? And ain't nobody seen no device nowhere, not even the teachers. Not a device that they thought was a bomb or none of that. Talking about an email they got saying that a bomb could be somewhere in the building. The email y'all got, y'all didn't even get the email at the time that the motherfucker was supposed to be there. So how Homeland Security there? Isn't it the bomb squad? When it was a bomb threat downtown Atlanta, it was the bomb squad had all them state workers out on the street. Right. Bomb squad, not Homeland Security. Why are they there? That's what I'm saying. And I said, that's bullshit. Homeland Security has nothing to do with bombs. So what are they doing? They get all the children out of the building. They evacuate. They see how long it takes to lock a school down. That's what they're there for, to find out if we ring this bell, how we going to evacuate these children, how long it's going to take, what area they going to go, what kind of vehicles can come through there, how fast can we get these babies out without the parents knowing, because none of the parents were given notice. None of them were told that their children were standing outside in the fucking cold. Wasn't no email. Remember when we had the bomb threat at North Atlanta? Northside, we had to get the hell on them school buses at 11:30. It was a real legit bomb threat. They put buses back out. We just got to school. They just bust our ass back home. That's a bomb threat. How you going to have a bomb threat and your babies are standing outside of the fucking building? It's a small bomb. It's a little bomb ball. How you know?
I'm going to need
You know what I'm saying? It's true, though, but they run these games and think that they can just tell the parents whatever, and the parents are like, oh, okay, no, not okay, because if they had a bomb threat downtown and evacuated six blocks, this ain't y'all outside in the damn parking lot. You know what I'm saying? How is that beneficial? That is, none of this shit makes sense. Like, one of my daughters went to school, and they had to do a test. This is elementary school. I don't know if any of your children have done it. If so, you need to pay attention to what's going on. They made them lock, they locked the doors of the classrooms in the school, told them this was a some type of testing that they were doing. They locked the children and the teachers in the classroom from the outside and had them draw red circles, one big red circle, one big yellow circle, and one big green circle. And they explained that the red circle, you have to hold it up to the window. So they went through the whole thing and practiced this shit. And my children is like, why are we doing this? And they like, well, if there's a situation, we have to let the police outside know what's going on. So a red circle, big red circle, means that all of the children that should be in that classroom are not accounted for. A yellow circle means that all of the children are accounted for, but they're not directly in that room. You know what I'm saying? That they know that they're where they are, but they're not all in the room. And green means that every child that's supposed to be in that classroom is in that classroom. And my thing is, why in the hell would you have to alert the police as to the whereabouts of the children on the inside of a building with circles? I said, y'all don't see what's going on? That ain't no regular shit. That's some, oh my God, they dropped a bomb. It's a terrorist in this motherfucker type shit. You know what I mean? We never did that in school, Jasmine. We never had a test like that. Only thing we did was bend over in the hallway, right, under the table and shit for tornado drill. Fire drill, tornado drill. Not no circle on the wall window drill. And you get locked into the classrooms. So if it's a fire or anything like that, and these prison schools don't have adequate windows, you're not going to be able to get out. They don't have windows for you to access the outside of the building. You know what I'm saying? So you'll be stuck in there. And I said, don't make sense.
My daughter just told me that they have bulletproof windows in high school. All of the schools most of the schools in Fulton County, Langston Hughes, Westlake, and Creekside, and Banneker, all look exactly, built exactly the same. Look and built exactly the same. So it's just the name they have changed. So you mean tell me they got bulletproof windows? So if they locked it down from the inside and parents trying to get in and shooting at the window to get their child, they can't get them.
Right. Even if the police was trying to shoot in, no, they won't be able to. And you should see the designs of these schools that they're calling these new schools. They look like jails. The school of Sylvan that I just pulled mine out of, oh, my God, jails. The way they walk the children down the hallway, for anybody who's been there, look like jail. These children aren't talking. They're not laughing. They're not happy. They don't like the school. They got everything in that bitch look just like jail, everything. So there's large areas where they can bring the children in and have them locked down. Is large areas where they can lock them up inside this fucking building, and these babies can't run because the windows aren't open. You can't open the windows. You know what I'm saying? And the windows that they have so far up, you're going to bust your ass trying to jump out. You know what I mean?
Wow.
But it's all, you can see it. You can just see it. Like, why these children, it looks like jail. Ain't no happy pictures. Welcome back to school. Ain't none of that. It's old, dead-ass, yellow-colored walls, cement on the inside, walking up and down. It looked just like the inside of a jail, I'm telling y'all. And the children know it, because when I said it that day, one of the children say, see, I told you it looked like it was like a jail in here. I said, damn, even the children know. Even the children know. But they, what do they do? Because they're children. If we don't step in for them, they won't be able to do nothing when them buses pull up. And that's what the plan is. Everybody need to look into what they're trying to do, like, for real. It's crazy.
We need the parents and even just the community, period, need to start going to these meetings. I'm going to start going to this. Since I'm in Fulton County now, I'm going to start going to these meetings. We don't go to these board meetings. Stuff is passed. Ain't nobody questioned nothing. Ain't nobody said nothing at all.
Right.
The community needs to step in and say, no, no, you can't do this because we're not going, because we're too busy. We can't go to the meetings or whatever. They have them. They have several of them during sometimes they have like two during the week. But I know usually I think Douglas County would usually have it on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, and it would be in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And people would just say, you just have to check the website, check the board, school board's website or whatever county or APS or whatever. Check it and find out when they're having these meetings. They're talking about stuff. Like I just got something from Westlake about something that they're changing as far as the syllabus is concerned. I got to sit down and read it. You get all of these different emails. Ain't nobody paying attention. It's just like, oh, it's spam, man. I don't feel like reading it. I don't want to. You need to read it. You need to sit down and read it and see what these teachers and board members or whatever are planning for these children, because they could say, oh, we're just gonna gather the children and we're going to kill them. You're not going to pay attention to the email anyway. They could say it in the email.
Right.
And then you're like, okay, whatever, or just sign this paper. I just need you to sign this paper. It's in the handbook. This is the last page of the handbook. We're gathering the children. We're going to harvest them for their organs, and we're just going to burn the bodies in the back of the school. Just go ahead and sign that. And you
right.
read no handbook. You ain't read nothing. So
right.
we have to take time to sit here while, like, we read them car contracts. We need to sit down and read this stuff. We really do. And say, if we need to say anything or you have any questions, it says on some things, you have any questions or you don't agree with this, write the school board, call the school board, tell them your complaint. Y'all ain't complaining. Y'all
and the thing is,
yeah,
and we so far down, like the last board meeting that they had was about 2 weeks ago, and they had one 2 weeks prior to that. They make sure I don't go. They send me my notices like 15 minutes before the fucking meeting type shit, right? But my son was there, and what he explained to me was these people at these meetings, the board members are beyond listening to what the parents have to say at this point. They're instituting a part of the plan where he said to me, if I was there, it would have been a whole different type of scene because of the way that they were disrespecting the parents, the way that when they was asking questions, they were shutting them down, talking to them like they dogs. He said they were all on their phones. Nobody wanted to look at you when you ask them a question, they on their phones. Like, how does that happen? How do you have a meeting where the whole panel is not paying attention to what you're saying? But that shows that they're just now going to institute this shit. They don't care because we have made it beyond the point where they have been trying to get us to come out. But now you got these robots, this new superintendent, this broad messed up shit in Texas, and she about to fuck up shit here in Georgia. But she about to make it real easy for their plan for our children to work. We will have no more rights after fucking with these people in these school systems. We'll have no more rights because they ain't trying to hear you. You know what I'm saying? You got a whole community of people getting pushed out. A whole community of people where they're living at getting pushed out. The Caucasians don't want the school in the community. But this is the community that the school has always been in. But now Caucasians are coming in, and you can't even walk the shortcut to the school now. Now the children have to walk another 20 minutes just to get to school because the Caucasians that have moved there don't want them coming down their street. This ain't y'all damn street.
No.
These babies and their parents walk down this street coming to school. So now you're going to make them have to walk all the way around, add 20 to 25 minutes to their journey just to keep them from getting to school in 5 fucking minutes down the street. But this is what they're doing, and they don't know. They can't walk down the street now. They cannot, and it's one street. It'll cut through. You'll get down that street in about 5 to 7 minutes walking. But you'll be in your schoolyard. But they done blocked it off. They said it's a problem with them coming up and down the streets, and they're afraid, you know what I'm saying, that the children going to do something to them, and they had their dogs out, and all this other shit they've been throwing up. You know what I'm saying? But now your children got to walk all the way around and all the way up this big-ass hill just to get to school.
Wow.
Something that has been in their community, something that has been a part of the school. Everybody uses that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody uses that route because everybody knows it's wiser. Who the fuck wants to walk another 30 minutes to fucking school?
Exactly.
But this is what's happening right in the backyard of the school, and the people are complaining, but now it's too late because they have already passed it that these children can't walk down this damn school street now to go to school. They're to the same school now.
Wow. Because they complained that nobody stood up on our end before these babies. Now you got to do this.
And I'm going to tell you something else, Jasmine. They did it without people even knowing. Nobody knew that it was an issue. Nobody knew that they had a problem with their children coming down. It wasn't like the houses and the cars was being broken into, and this is the what they used as validity for their argument. It was just the fact that it's large numbers of them coming down the street. But they're going to school. You got four campuses, four schools on one goddamn campus. It's going to be a lot of children, period. You know what I'm saying? So because large numbers of them are walking down the street, they didn't want that shit. But the parents never even knew.
Why did you move to the area?
Right. You already know what it is. The same way they come in and they buy up everything and they push us out. That's what they're trying to do to that one school, Carver. They're going to turn it into what they consider to be a charter school, but they're going to have it broken down into the people that they consider to be deserving to be amongst the general population, and then the ones that they say that are out of their district, you know, the bad children, are going to be locked in the fucking basement. That part going to be locked during the day.
Sound like jail to me.
Yes.
General
Your
population.
Child cannot come. Up, your child can't come out the basement until the school bell ring at the end of the day. They're going to be locked in a fucking building, locked in all day. That's
no
crazy as hell.
No, nothing.
No, none of that. It's in an area of school where only certain people even knew that shit was existing because you'll get suspended going down there. They'll suspend your ass right now if you just walk down there. I said, that tells you that some shit is there. They got underground shit at that school. You know what I mean? They do, but they don't want the children to find out about what's moving at their own damn school. And then they put the fencing up. That was another thing. So your children won't be able to run now. If in the event that the folks pull up with guns and tell them, get on this bus or we're going to kill you, the children can't run. They can't go anywhere. They can't jump these big-ass gates they just put up. You know, but these are things that they instituting real fast, real, real quick. So when my son came, I said, yo, y'all out of there. He said, yeah, we are. We already out. Because I won't be a part of that shit. And the charter system, even though people think it's a better type of school, the charter system's rules and regulations make it be that the parents have zero rights. That charter, that's what they are not telling everybody. Yeah, you got, you know, all these different programs and children wear uniforms and teachers are real nice. Yes, they are, because you have no rights in this system. You come up there, you find out some shit going on, you finna take little Becky home with you. Becky ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And the music teacher gonna stop that shit. Right. Belongs to the school. And it's charter systems, there are laws and shit. As soon as you put your name on it, you are agreeing that you don't give a damn what happened to your children until they get back home to you. That's exactly what it is. Charter is no good. You know what I'm saying? The lady who was heading the educational system over the entire U.S. back in 2011 was fighting to end it. She said the whole plan is to dumb everybody down, and she said that they're going to be forced vaccinating the children. She said that they were going to be putting things in the food. She said this way back then. If we don't stop the Title I and the charter schools from coming through here, this is what we have, and now the charter is coming. There's nothing you can do because we done missed all them points where we can stop it. The only thing which is happening a lot is people are pulling their children out and they're homeschooling them. You know what I mean? That's the only way. And even with that, if you're not on a private side, you're on the public school system side. So you're still only teaching what their itinerary says. You know what I'm saying? What you get locked into where your obligations and your responsibilities are still to them. On the private side, you have more leeway, of course. You don't owe nobody shit because your children in private school. But you got to pay for that. You know what I'm saying? So if we are not able to pull our babies up out these institutions altogether, so one day our children may not come home to us.
Wow.
One day they may not come home, and everybody knows it. You can find people speaking about it, but they ain't going to speak hard about it. They're going to be real light because they can see it, but they don't, inside the school, they don't know who's who. They rearranging people so much and putting new teachers, and that's what they told them at this meeting. They're going to take all the teachers that everybody know away and replace them with all new teachers. I said, oh hell no. That means all new teachers are going to be robots.
And that's what they did in Cobb County. They did that in Cobb County. My son is in the 10th grade now. When he was in the 6th grade, they did that. Then they were in the middle school. When he was going to middle school, they had a private, well, it wasn't private middle school, but it was one, the 6th grade academy, Lindley 6th grade academy. And they sent these kids off to a school, off down in the ditch, down. You would think it was jail for real, the way it was built and everything. It used to be like an open campus thing or something like that. So they totally away from any civilization, all of that. And what was happening was if the students didn't pass the test or something, or if they missed the mark with this No Child Left Behind. All new principal, from the principal down, everybody out, bringing in new people every freaking year. Every year they were doing this. And I'm sitting up here like, why are they doing that? This was when he was in 6th grade. He's now in 10th. Now we're no longer in Cobb. But this is exactly what they were doing. They were wiping it out. And the schools that worked, the schools that actually passed, they started closing. They closed them.
And the teachers that will speak up, they're firing them. The teachers that see, because, you know, when we were coming up, our teachers, I could go back down the hall and see my kindergarten teacher. I can go back down the hall and see my first grade, second grade teacher, and they still remember me. You know, what they're doing is making it be that this doesn't happen. You're not going to have a relationship with your teacher as a child. They're going to keep bringing in these revolving door people. So your children get used to living in an institutionalized type of setting. You don't know who your teacher's going to be. So, therefore, you don't connect to anybody. So you have a lot of disconnected students because every time you turn around, it's somebody new in their face. And it's somebody new at worse than the last person. Everybody see it, but they don't know what it is. And then the person that they're removing, like this seasoned teacher that my son loved to death, everybody loved her. You firing her, why? Because for one, she got 6 more months before she gets to collect her pension. You're going to fire her so she can't collect her money. And they're doing it to a lot of the teachers in Atlanta. Right before they get to collect their money.
Wow. I just got a note. I just got a message. And it says they are building up the schools also to use as makeshift detention centers in case of martial law. For the detention of citizens suspected of being dangerous.
See?
All schools are part of the preparation for the civil uprising.
Amazing. See? That's what I'm talking about. The schools are no longer working with the communities. The schools are now against the communities, and they're telling you what they're going to do. Wow, that's interesting that you just got that. That is so true. And then we're getting closer and closer to the time of the martial law. All you got to do is look and see what's going on. You know, look in into what they are showing you and see what's happening. It's like, what do? We wait until the day that it happens to try to do something? A lot of parents going to have some problems on that day. And don't think that these people are not going to be out there with guns and stuff to exercise their will. Because they will
be. You know, I can't think of, what is it, the movie? Is it Los Angeles, it's the martial law movie that's coming out about Los Angeles. That's coming out March 4th, I think.
Interesting.
Because, you know, they say that cinema mocks real life. So I think it's March 4th, but it's like Los Angeles Under Siege or something like that. And it's about martial law. And also, pay attention to the movies, guys. Pay attention to what's happening in your community. Like here, like I had, when we had discussed, I told you there was about 300 vehicles, military vehicles on a flatbed train coming
mm-hmm.
through my small town
mm-hmm.
going somewhere. Now, I was sitting up here thinking, I said, okay, when I saw it, because it was an extremely long train. It was about
mm-hmm.
5 o'clock in the afternoon because I was going to the grocery store, and I said, this ain't right. I was trying to think, okay, where is it that there is some type of where FEMA needs to be? What disaster have we had? That we didn't have any disasters. Texas wasn't
mm-hmm.
underwater, none of that stuff. And they were shipping this stuff. It was heading towards Atlanta. And I'm sitting up here looking like you got military, you got Humvees, you got tanks, you got all of them coming through a small town on trains. They're not doing this stuff on the expressway no more. They don't have the convoys hardly on the expressway
mm-hmm.
anymore. They got them. They pulling this shit through on trains. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
at night, sometimes in the afternoon, like 5 or 6 o'clock. You ain't paying no attention because you know, okay, a train comes through. Normally, this is the time they come through. But about
mm-hmm.
200 vehicles. I was counting. I counted up to about 100 and something. About 200 vehicles on one train.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, military. What?
Right. And
no
I was
food.
Told.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. That they're new vehicles. They're new.
Yeah.
They're not old. They're not coming through for repairs. These are new vehicles.
Mhm. Mhm.
You know.
It was. And I'm just sitting up here looking. We actually. I pulled over. I said, "This don't make sense. This is
mm-hmm.
crazy." And y'all just think you're shipping them through. And I'm thinking, I'm trying to think. I said, where is the base? Because Fort Mac is closed.
Right. They tell you. Base is never closed.
Yeah. Right.
They never close. They lie.
Right. It's not. It's supposed to be not active. But
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking to myself, okay, what's going on? I'm thinking, and I'm looking around. I said, don't nobody see this shit? Now, nobody's paying attention. Everybody's going about their business. Like,
mm-hmm.
ain't nothing happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need y'all to wake the fuck up, for real. Seriously.
But even when we were out one day, you know what I'm saying, we had about 5 people that were recording the same shit. And when I tell you for about 20, 25 minutes, this train was going with nothing but
mm-hmm.
new military shit on it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was pulling out their cameras. But it's like, what can you do? You can't do anything. You pull one of them to the side, they're not going to tell you anything. You know what I mean? What
uh-huh.
can you do except notice that this shit right here ain't right? Something
uh-huh.
ain't right about this. But we still are, you know what I'm saying, in a location where we don't know or we can't even make a change. We can't make any difference in what's going on. We can't even get ourselves to safety because we don't know what safety is. We don't know
uh-huh.
where we're going to be safe. We don't, and we think that if we live by these military bases, we're going to be cool. No.
Uh-huh.
If we under attack, trust me, they come and they gunning right for what the military is.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? That's going to be one of the first targeted areas. And then if they got to have martial law because they don't want the citizens to be, you know what I'm saying, at odds, which you know they're going to make the citizens have to be at odds with them. That's what this whole shit is about, locking down the citizens. You know, we are enemies of the state. And let me tell you how we're enemies of the state. We're enemies of the state because we're using their system that they set up for us. Ain't that
uh-huh.
fucked up? You would think that you'd
mm-hmm.
be enemies of the state if you're not using the system that they set up for you. But because we're using this commercial system that they set up, they are dealing with us as enemies of the state. We're terrorists because we're not dealing with the original Constitution. So even though they set it out here for us to do shit the wrong way, they also are abiding by the original Constitution because there's nothing you can do about that. You have to go according to the original Constitution, but you would never know it being an all-cap straw man. You would never know that. So even though they're setting it up and saying, okay, do this, do that, you know what I'm saying, and use your Social Security card, your birth certificate, and all this stuff, do that, because this is the way the system goes. As soon as you do that, you're an enemy. And that's how they're dealing with us. It's a double-edged sword. So we don't know that we're not doing what is right. They know. But they don't care because they figure that we're supposed to be able to read into what's going on and find out what's going on ourselves like they do, even though they stifle us by way of education so that we'll never learn contract law, we'll never learn commercial law. Even though they've done it like that, they still are holding us accountable for that, which they made it impossible for us to know. Isn't that crazy, though?
Mm-hmm.
We're enemies of the state because we're using our IDs and shit, y'all. Because you got a driver's license, and you think you driving. But unless you are traveling with food and shit and you taking it, you know, to Kroger's and you dropping off stuff or you dropping off people and they're paying you, you're not a driver. You're not driving. Drivers are under contract. That's why you have to have a driver's license if you are a driver. Look up what it means in the Black Law Dictionary. They got us using the terms wrong. So we putting ourselves in holes that we don't have to be. When I'm traveling. I'm not driving. I'm traveling. That stops the whole shit right there. Because I'm not even qualified for a driver's license because you got to be a driver dealing with commerce to have a driver's license. You can look it up. It is not required to have a driver's license in the U.S. Look it up. But that's what we've been taught, though, from birth. So we think that this is the right way to do it. But as long as we are using their system, they are wrapping us up in their system and they calling us enemies of the state. Enemies of the original order of things. Ain't it fucked up that this is what they give us? And then when we use what they give us, they trap us with it. And that's everybody. There's no color involved in that. No color at all. They don't care. They don't care. If you're using it, you're a slave. They don't give a damn what color you are. And this is why a lot of the people who are Caucasian are asking that change come. Because they are being tricked. They being tricked. And it's not cool. They don't like the fact that they were in a secure space and now they're not secure. Because they were being taught all this time that it was about the preference of color. And now they're finding out that it has never been about the preference of color. It has not been about that ever. And now they're mad finding out. Because they've been duped just like the rest of us. Yeah, it's a dirty-ass system that we in where you really got to look at commerce law and you got to pull yourself out. That's the only way out of it. Pulling out, but how can we do it? Because a lot of people have Section 8. A lot of people getting welfare. A lot of people are in assisted living housing type of situations. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people. Yeah, disability. And you think that that's acceptable because they're giving you money every month. But you don't know that if you were outside of that, you'd have a lot of money. And it wouldn't just be on a monthly basis. You'd have what you need every time you need it. You wouldn't have to wait once a month on a check. Mm-hmm. But as long as you're waiting once a month on a check, they can keep having control of your estate because you don't even know that you have one.
Yeah.
That's what is being done to us. And now we're running out of time because the rest of the country is saying, the rest of the planet is like, yo, y'all business and y'all shit got to go. It's got to go. So we're going to get caught in it because we're using it. They're not using their own system they gave us, by the way. We're the ones using it. So we get caught. If you get caught with your pants down, you the one that's got to pay the national debt. You got to pay it. They're going to spread the national debt amongst everybody. So it's like a no-win situation. So if you now $20 billion in debt because you woke up and that's just the way it is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? There's nothing that can be done. So I think that in this changing time, we really need to tune in. And I didn't do a lot of talk about the magic because, you know, it took me a minute to wake the hell up. But the magic is needed in this realm. Like, do you know that they're training Saudi Arabian police to deal with magic? They're training them in black magic, how to counteract black magic. Do you also know that the other one, I don't know if it was the Black Panther Party, but one of our organizations that are out here put up and they call for everybody who does black magic to go after the police. Do you know that? So the thing to say, that what I'm saying is black magic and magic is real, people.
Yeah.
They've been teaching you all this time it wasn't real. And the whole time, that's what they've been using on our ass. They've been using our own magic on us while we sleep.
Exactly.
While we praying.
And I was reading, somebody had posted in one of the groups I'm in, and he was saying that, and I'm just going to paraphrase it, he was saying that when he does his meditation and he's on, you know, upper levels in meditation or whatever, he says, I see those that are doing magic. Don't think that the politicians and the lobbyists, they're just politicians and lobbyists. They have sorcerers behind them that are doing
Absolutely.
Stuff. And he said, and I see them in my meditation, and they see me. They know who I am. I know who they are. And they
mm-hmm.
are working, and they are doing it. And he was basically saying, we got to get in tune, y'all. We got to get going. We got to start this damn motorcycle up and ride out. I'm telling you, these people are
mm-hmm.
not playing. They are not playing around. And we just, oh, la-di-da, everything's okay. No, the hell it's not. We got to get up on our game. We got to get moving. Time is running out. We got to move up on this thing. I cannot stress that enough. It's like, I feel like when I'm doing my stuff, I feel like, oh, I'm running out of time. I need more time. I can't get more time. But we got to wake up and start doing this stuff. Do not be afraid of your gifts, guys. Don't. Embrace them. Let's roll with it. Seriously.
I think it sucks, though, because we've been taught for 400 years to get on our knees and pray. And for 400-plus years, these people have been using our arts against us so that we shun the next person who does magic or says anything about magic or, you know, has any of that in their repertoire. We look at them funny. But now
mm-hmm.
it's coming full circles where the principalities of darkness are telling you, yo, we've been using magic all this time, and we about to use magic right now on y'all ass. Again,
okay.
And we calling
okay.
for our warlocks and shit to come up out to hide and help us. And
exactly.
they're training the police in magic. Get the hell out of here, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
They're training the police to be able to cast a spell on your ass. But they taught you your whole life that it wasn't even real. Meanwhile, that's all they doing.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the change. Everybody's going to have to do some soul searching. Like real fast and get in alignment with self real fast and stay on that high flying disc and try to ascend so you can get the answers to what you need. Because these people got a plan. And the worst
uh-huh.
thing when the plan is being exercised is for you to not even know that it's happening. That's the worst thing. We got babies in here. We got families. You know what
uh-huh.
I'm saying? And we don't want to get caught in this. And a lot of us who are getting caught in it, we're not one of the ones that's doing damage to the planet. So, you know what I'm saying? It's time for us to get in tune with self and pay attention
right.
to these vibrations and frequencies. Y'all better check these planets out. What's moving? Why your moon
mm-hmm.
and sun out at the same time during the day? I'm trying to tell y'all something.
My daughter tells me all the time, Mom, there go the moon. Look at that,
mm-hmm.
there go the moon. And I'm sitting up here looking at it. When I got off work at 4 o'clock, I'm looking at the moon to my left and the sun to my right. I'm like, what is going
right.
on? This is
right.
Okay,
and
right.
some days
and
you'll see it the opposite.
Too.
Some days
right.
you'll see the moon on the other side and the sun on the other side. And when it happens, it's just like, it happens so much now that I kind of just be like, damn, that's crazy. But my daughter
mm-hmm.
said, you know, my 11-year-old was like, doesn't the moon supposed to be on the other side of the planet? And the moon, we came out 2 hours later, the moon was still sitting there. 3 hours,
mm-hmm.
4 hours, the moon's still sitting in the same spot. It hasn't traveled like the sun traveled. It's still sitting
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But we are aware. We watch this shit. So I would say keep your eyes, you know what I'm saying, on the skies, y'all, and pay attention. Don't just look. Every time they give y'all some big shit, it's some other shit going on. Anytime they saturate
mm-hmm.
the media with something, I don't care if it is
mm-hmm.
Beyonce or, you know, whatever it is, anytime they saturate the media with something, you really need to start digging at that point. Why
mm-hmm.
they got everybody focused on this big fiasco at the Super Bowl, what was happening? I haven't looked yet, but I'm definitely going to look. Because that's how they did it with that shooting in Carolina. They had everybody focused on the Confederate flag, and then they fast-tracked the TPA, fast-tracked through the TPP, and sold everybody to the multinational conglomerates. We no longer belong to individual corporations. Some of y'all belong to Russia. Some of y'all belong to China. Y'all just don't know it because we were too busy looking at the flag.
Uh-uh.
Right. This is what I'm talking about. We don't know.
Uh-huh.
Each one of them numbers now belong to these people. They say, okay, we don't have y'all gold, but here you can have these people, these chattels. We'll give you these bonds, these securities on these humans. So now when they come over these waters and shit and start kicking in doors, what you think they coming for? They coming for their property.
Right.
Which is you and your children to go to their camps and work off this damn labor that this fucking U.S. corporation has started. You're going to have to go and put in the work off that $20 billion of national debt that you now owe that you ain't know shit about. But Russia gonna come because that's who owned your goddamn Social Security card number.
Wow.
That's how it is. And this is a sad thing. So we really need to be paying attention. Anytime there's a major situation, y'all need to look further. Look further. That's the only way you're going to find out what's really moving.
Mm-hmm.
We can't look at what they're showing us. We have to always look at what they don't show us.
Exactly. What's not being said.
Absolutely. And y'all check out the check out the condition of the planet, please, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Please download Earthquake 3D if you can. If you can't, check out YouTube videos of earthquakes and look at the models of the Earthquake 3D video where the guy does, and he'll show you like the earthquakes that are happening on a weekly basis. If you got the Earthquake 3D yourself, you can look at it yourself. You'll be surprised and wondering why we're not being told. It's a whole lot happening to this continent we own.
Exactly.
A whole lot happening to the whole planet, by the way.
Not even just the earthquakes, the volcanoes that have not been active and now are activating. Why?
Right.
You got HAARP messing with stuff. H-A-A-R-P. Look that up.
Right.
H-A-A-R-P. Pay attention to that because they have some things going on that nobody's listening to. They deal with sound waves, I believe. I'm not quite sure. But
right. There
are a lot of things that are moving. And I tell people all the time, it's so funny, people are talking about these fast food things, everybody wants to eat fast food. I said something about that food. You eating that food, and these damn cell towers activate and make you do some shit. Y'all not paying attention. Everybody pay attention.
Because they're putting nanobots in the food.
Right.
Y'all can Google that. Nanobots in the food. They, you know, I want, and Google CERN, C-E-R-N. You know what I'm saying? Look at what y'all are eating. Look at the bio warfare that's going on around you. And you think that the poison water is an accident, and it's not. You know what I'm saying? You think that food that you eat in tilapia making children and people sick from this strange disease. Yeah, look into it. Look into what is going on. These people got a plan. They got a plan for you. They have a plan. And we on the short end of the stick because we don't know. Check out everything. The whole continent is moving. Look at the magnetic pole shifts. You know what I'm saying? Look at the pole shift itself and then look at the magnetic pole shift. Check out the magnetic condition of the planet in your area, whether or not that energy is pulling down or pushing up. You need to know what's going on. See, they're not going to tell you, but you need to know this. You know what I'm saying? You need to know whether or not there's stress on your continent or in your state for you to go down and you wonder why people are having sinkholes because they're not paying attention to the magnetic shifts. If you watch, you'll see what's going to go down and what's going to come up. You know what I'm saying? So these are the things that we really should be paying attention to. And to the fact that sometimes you see things in the skies that are not what, you know what I'm saying, should be there.
Why are we having look like rockets going up in the air in the morning at 7:30 in the morning when I'm dropping my kids off at school? It's got like a white cloud behind it every freaking morning, never fails. They're going up in the air, going straight up. These ain't planes. What the hell's going on? They look like rockets, and then all of a sudden, that you don't see the trail, but it's like a few. It almost looks like a few feet away from the rocket, but it's up in the way up in the air. And
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I've seen it come out of nowhere. They come out of nowhere, and I saw two of them, and one had a burning orange color. And then after they were zooming, they started floating sideways.
I don't know what that's all about. Every morning I see it. Every morning. It's crazy.